Blog Talk Radio. Good evening, everyone. I'm your host, Janice Tennell. Welcome to Beauty Talk for today, Sunday, November 15th. We're excited about tonight's show, as I always say, but we're really excited tonight. We're just having a little discussion amongst makeup artists, and we're speaking with Miami-based makeup artist tonight. So we're going to introduce her in a minute. But first, I wanted to turn it over to my sister who's going to start off the show tonight. You know what?
She doesn't see me all the time.
Again, no one can hear you.
She does this to me all the time. She keeps me on mute. I think she's trying to shut me up. Okay. But good evening, everyone, and welcome to Beauty Talk. For those of you who are on the phone line, please don't forget to press the number 1 if you want to leave a comment or to ask a question. And for those of you who are out in Twitter land, if you can join us via our tweet chat by using the hashtag Beauty Lounge or Beauty Talk. And for those of you who are listening online, be sure to check us out on Twitter if you have questions, or be sure to call in at 914-803-4399 to ask a question or speak to our guests. Tonight, joining us for our panel discussion is Candace Shepherd. And Candace, if you can, just give us a little brief history on who you are and how you got started, and then we're going to jump into our product conversation.
Awesome. Awesome. Thank you again, ladies, for having me. Thank you. For those of you who are not familiar with who I am, as they mentioned, my name is Candace Shepherd, and I am a professional makeup artist and lifestylist. My story is a little funny and definitely filled with a lot of twists and turns. I got my start, yes, believe it or not, there's tons. But to keep it brief, I got my start in makeup artistry when I started with fashion design and illustration. As many of you know, when you're in any field that involves fashion, there's makeup and hair and all of these things. And I began to build a lot of connections with a lot of photographers here in Miami, and I just began to become enamored with this process of, that these makeup artists were taking so many of the models and clients through, and I just continued to ask questions and get connected and research for myself and just fell in love with the medium as a whole, and the rest is history at this point. It's just been an amazing ride, and no one could have told me years ago that I'd be a makeup artist now. I really thought that fashion design was going to be my way. But somehow I ended up here, and I just appreciate it and continue to be passionate about beauty and products, as we can already tell. And yes, it's been going on about 7 or 8 years on and off that I've been doing it. People have been telling me, you need to do this for a living. And I'm like, nah, I just love it. And now they all laugh at me because they're like, oh, didn't you say you weren't going to be a makeup artist? And so it's hilarious. So, but I truly enjoy it. It's been an amazing ride.
Well, Janice and I were accountants before we started doing makeup, so at least,
wow,
you know, you didn't come from left field. we totally did something totally different from what we were doing. Totally different. But I think this is,
wow,
where we were meant to be. So, now, part of the reason why I wanted you on as a guest tonight is because you're always doing these scopes about products that you, you know, that you've picked up at this store or that store, and you're always doing scopes on, you know, different skincare products, beauty products, and I find that to be very interesting, not just somebody who's just going through their kit, but actually talking about products that they like and why they like them. So that's what I found attractive about you, and that's why we wanted to bring you on to join us for tonight's conversation.
Yes, yes. I find that I am very curious about textures and
mm-hmm.
anything that has to do with beauty, and part of it is also because a lot of my audience loves to know about what's new on the market, in my opinion, mostly
mm-hmm.
because I'm a how and why person. You know, a lot of people in the industry now, they just grab things based on what everyone is doing. And I'm quite the
right.
opposite. I won't just pick up things because someone, so in fact, if they tell me, I'm like, oh, now I'm a little skeptical.
Right, yeah, exactly.
Unless, right. Unless it's a professional that I truly respect. And so I'm always, I tell my clients all the time, test before you invest. It's the same thing I tell
mm-hmm.
my students. Because, again, you know, I can tell you that something is amazing for my skin type and for what it is that I'm trying to achieve, and you may try it and hate it. So,
right.
again, it's the curious part of me that just drives me to test new things. And let's be real, I'm a little shiny, okay? So if it's new and it looks pretty, I'm like, let me touch it and find out what's really going on.
Right. And, you know, it's not just test before you invest, but some people just need to test for themselves, because I
mm-hmm.
see all the time in these different Facebook groups where you have people, they're asking the question, has anyone ever tried this MAC so-and-so, or, you know, or this so-and-so? And it's like, if other people have tried the product, are you really going to, you know, are you really going to take their opinion as truth? Because
right.
they could have tested it on themselves, but yet you need to use it on your client, and those are two different people.
Exactly.
So sometimes we just have to, you know, even if we invest in a product, sometimes we just have to use it to see what it actually does. If it works, fine. If it doesn't work on your client, maybe it'll work on you. If it doesn't work
exactly.
on you, maybe it'll work on your client, you know, but we just have to, sometimes we just have to buy it and try it for ourselves before we decide whether or not we like it or not.
Exactly. And that's something I'm always telling everyone, try it. Just experiment and then decide and say, okay, it doesn't work. But don't make any
mm-hmm.
opinions based on what someone said or what you think if you haven't experienced
right.
it.
Exactly. Exactly.
So,
Candace,
tell
true.
Me some of the key products that you have to have in your kit.
Number one, like without even thinking about it, I feel wrong even putting it on the list because it's the center of what I do everything around, skincare.
Yes,
skincare. I get quite a few questions, comments, direct messages. I have people stopping me in the street sometimes asking
mm-hmm.
me about my skin. I grew up, I had very problematic skin as a young child, even before I had gone into my teens. And now that I've nailed these things down, I cannot have a day without my skincare. And some of those products, for me, I have extremely sensitive skin, and I actually have quite a few allergies. And so I tend to rely on things like jojoba oil. And,
mm-hmm.
you know, I love hydrating sprays because a lot of people
yes.
think, oh, well, product
yes.
is going to keep me, right, you know. They think product's
mm-hmm.
going to keep me moisturized. And it's like, no, water is moisture. That's what
yes.
you're going to need to make sure that your skin is plumped and it looks vibrant and healthy. And two of the products that I always talk about, whether I'm doing a demo on a scope or whatever, is the La Roche-Posay thermal spring water, because, again, that's the moisture. And
mm-hmm.
if you're not talking like natural oils that I love to use, mm-hmm. my hands-down favorite in my kit and I will use on occasion for myself is the Kiehl's Ultra Facial Cream.
Oh, my gosh, yes.
love them, like literally yes. cannot do without them. They absolutely must be there every time.
Yes. Love it, love it, love it. One of my favorites is the Mario Badescu Rose Hips Nourishing Oil.
Oh, that's another great one.
I use it on everybody. If you're dry, I use it. If you're oily, I use it. If you have breakout, I definitely use it.
Mm-hmm.
And people don't realize that there's an antiseptic in this Rose Hips Nourishing Oil. So when
yes.
you have breakout, it helps to heal that.
Yes.
So I always call it my secret weapon, because a lot of times when I'm working on movies and you have actors who fly from L.A. and they fly into Atlanta, they always break out. There's something will pop up always. It never fails. And I always put the Rose Hips Nourishing Oil on it, and like a day or two later when they come back, it's gone. It's my secret
That's
weapon.
That's the best part. Mm-hmm. Yeah, the secret weapon. Those products that you know have dual purposes, can't get enough of them.
Can't get enough.
Yeah.
I probably go through about 4 to 5 bottles of this stuff a year.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. It's like at this point, anytime I walk into the Kiehl's store, they're like, Candace is here.
Right.
Ready to party.
One of my...
That's the best part of beauty to me. I'm sorry, I didn't mean to cut you off, but that's just the best part of beauty to me, is skincare.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Same here. I'm passionate about it.
I always say the key to beautiful makeup is beautiful skin. And one of my favorite things to use is I love a great serum. And our good friend Mario Badescu makes some wonderful serums. And one of my favorites is the Herbal Hydrating Serum. You know, I think it works for so many different people, because this serum does so many, you know, different things. It helps to, you know, lock in moisture, you know, reduce the appearance of fine lines and wrinkles. You know, it does so many, you know, just hydrates the skin. So I think this could be used on a lot of different people with a lot of different different skin types. And then
I was just going to say it's really good. It's also good for people. I use it a lot for people with oily skin, because it doesn't leave them with like a heavy, greasy, oily feel to the skin after using it. It's very lightweight.
Oh, nice. Yeah, I find that when a lot of people come to me with oily skin wounds, I try to target products that don't leave that residue that you were talking
yes.
about.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that one sounds awesome.
But then they also, and I haven't tried this, but I thought I would mention it, they also have a anti-acne serum. And it says here, let's see, it helps to dissolve dead skin cells and reduce pore clogging debris, improving the clarity and texture of the skin. I haven't used this before, but I think I will make sure I keep it in my kit. It looks pretty interesting. I just love serums. Just love serums. I don't care what they do. I just love
it. Just get it on my face.
Right.
Anything to lock in moisture and to kind of give the skin a different look. And one of the reasons why I wanted to talk about this topic in particular is because on the show that we were working on, we were dealing with, one of the makeup artists was dealing with an actress who has, her skin wasn't great at all, and a lot of texture to her skin and breakouts and that type of thing. But I think she used to really like to use a lot of, you know, like natural products and things like that. And I think she wanted to use the natural products because she had the breakouts. And I guess she maybe thought that the ingredients in the makeup was breaking her out, but truth be told, it just really looked like she needed to, you know, see an esthetician, get on a like a regular skincare routine,
right?
With not only with at home care, but also a regular routine with an esthetician. You know, maybe going, you know, certain frequency, trying to get her skin in order.
Because once I think a lot of people do that.
Yeah, once you send her to an esthetician, you could just, you know, just one time, you could really see the difference in her skin. So I know, you know, the esthetician said, you know, her skin was dehydrated. And that's the thing, you know, we need to make sure we just keep the skin hydrated and, you know, just get on a regular routine where we're just going through all the steps. You know, like before, I think everybody, you know, knew cleanse, tone, moisturize. But I feel like we can throw in some extra things because I think it takes more than just doing those three things nowadays.
And I find that the majority of people are just focused on cleansing, and they depend on the makeup to fill in the gaps. Like the, you know, the makeup's going to take away all the flakes and the dryness. And I'm like, love, you know, let's talk about what you're doing. You know, it's to the point where I can be sitting down with a client, or and some of my friends, they know when they sit in the chair, they're like, oh gosh, she's going to give me the read. And I'm like, you know, I am, because you're not taking care of yourself. Like, I can look at them and tell what their diet is like, or if they're getting enough sleep, or if they're drinking enough water. And I try to explain that. They're like, I'm having problems with my skin. And I'm like, if you just get a simple routine, you don't have to do the most, but if you can dedicate yourself to doing what you know you're willing to do, you'll start to see the improvement. And then that usually helps them to transition to adding one or two products. Versus a product junkie like myself, I'm like, okay, give me the hydration, give me the exfoliant, I want two cleansers, I need serums, moisturizers, and oil. Okay, and people look at me like I'm crazy, but I'm like, but you see the difference in my skin and even in the makeup application.
Right.
So it's a funny thing.
Right. Right. And, you know, people have to find what works best for them, too, when it comes to skincare. Right. But you're not gonna know what that is until you try something. And I always suggest to everybody to at least have a facial first. Determine what that true skin type is, and then go from there. Just buy products that's going to work for your particular skin type and use the ingredients that's going to work for your particular skin type. And that's the important thing, the ingredients, because most people think you have to go out and spend hundreds of dollars on skincare when you really don't.
Right, exactly. And that's why a lot of people come to me with so many questions about products. And, of course, like I mentioned, the curiosity helps to keep me on my toes with new things.
Right,
but
right.
I try to be how and why. When someone asks me, well, why is it that you use this? You know, I'll talk about the effect that it has on the skin and the ingredients, and this is why I appreciate it over XYZ products. And you can see the light bulbs going off in someone's head. And they're like, wow, I never thought about it that way. And I'm like, that's what I dedicate my business to helping to change people's minds. So one minute I may be using a $90 eye cream from Carter Lee, and then the next moment I could be using Cetaphil that's 10 bucks at Walgreens. The idea is, like, finding what works for you and just implementing it.
Yep. That's so true. So true.
Okay, so once the client accomplishes, you know, the great skincare, they're taking care of their skin, they're using the great products, let's talk a little bit about foundation. Is it necessary?
That's a big one for me.
If you have great skin, is it necessary?
I really don't believe it is. I believe in understanding the products that you're using. As I mentioned before, I'm a very how and why person. And in a pinch, you know, I'm a mom. I've got a business to run. I've got a lot of things to do day in and day out. And sometimes I don't have time to perfect my skin. I'll grab a small amount of concealer and just touch up the areas in the center of my face where I may not be so even, you know, underneath the eyes, a little bit around the mouth, and blend it out and add a little bit of powder, just so that I have a little bit of dimension, and then I'm out the door. And that routine takes about 3 to 5 minutes max.
You got that down.
I do. Let me tell you, with little children and dogs and hubby and life happening, yeah, I don't believe in excess. I love beauty. I love makeup and I love what I do, but sometimes we need to keep it all the way real. We don't have time for it. So I just think just maximize and get those things that will do two or three things at once and then head out the door and, you know, make your mark.
Right, right. I agree with that. The only time I would say when you have great skin that you just have to have foundation is if you're filming something, if you're on television or film. Then I would think that's
right.
The only time you would need foundation. But other than that, I agree. I don't think you necessarily need it, especially just for every day. If you're, you know, if
right.
you're working, you don't need it. If you're, you know, if you're a makeup artist, I don't think you need it. If your skin is great, it speaks for itself. You don't have
right.
to cover it up.
Exactly. And I think that's what happens with a lot of people, too. Like me, the curiosity gets them, and they're like, I need this, and I have to have an entirely done face. And I'm like, you know,
mm-hmm.
you know, let go of your impression about how things have to be and just find a way to make it work for you so that you love it and that you can enjoy it. And it doesn't become a chore that you have to live by and do every single day just so that you can impress, you know, whomever it is that you come across.
Right, right. One thing I think I hate to see, like sometimes when I look at people's Instagram, like I don't post a lot of my work on Instagram because I can't, and, you know, I have to wait.
You don't
have
the time.
Till, like, and then also you have to wait till like some of these shows and stuff air or the movies air
right.
before we can actually put stuff out there. And sometimes at that point it's like, oh, well, go to the movies and see it or, you know, watch TV and see it. You know, I don't have to put it on Instagram. But sometimes I'll look at a makeup artist's Instagram page and I can't tell if the person in the photo is the makeup artist or if it's the client, because sometimes makeup artists will post a lot of pictures of themselves and they have on so much makeup.
Right.
It's like they put just as much makeup on themselves as they do their clients.
Right.
And it's like,
and it's a lot.
It's a lot. Yeah, it's a lot. It's like, you know, all the heavy contouring and, you know, and highlighting, and it's just a lot. Like, I don't get why a makeup artist would need all of that. Again, unless they're, you know, in a photo shoot, you know,
mm-hmm.
they're shooting a video or something. But I just don't get why they would need that much makeup.
Right. And it's something that when a lot of newer artists come to me and ask me questions, and I try to break it down, you know, with out in wide terms, you know, and I'll explain things that people, you know, we live in a culture where no one thinks anymore. Everyone's just doing based on what they're told. And that's why I get so many inquiries, and I'll tell them, you know, well, help me to understand why you did that. And the moment
mm-hmm.
I ask them, they're like, I don't know why. I'm like, okay, well, if you're talking about, you know, how you love your favorite artists, you know, the Sam Fiennes and the Renny Vasquez
mm-hmm.
and all of these amazing people in the industry, and they're like, well, I saw that someone did XYZ for this, and I'm like, well, did you realize she was at a red carpet event and that
mm-hmm.
was appropriate for the setting she's in? And I kind of put people in a position where they question the how and the why, and then it gives them the freedom to go, you know what, this is out of place. And I can be free enough to try some different things and not have to stick to what is popular, so to speak.
Right. Right. Exactly.
Yeah, but it's a fight sometimes because, you know, it becomes so ingrained, especially with these young girls and young women, that they
mm-hmm.
have to do things because someone they admire does them, and they don't realize
right.
that their skin is practically flawless, and the person who's doing all of that may have, you know, quite a bit more to cover up.
Exactly.
So, yeah, that's the hard
exactly.
part.
Out of that thinking and that mindset,
yes.
is the hard part. Well, what are some
yeah,
of your favorite foundations that you like to use in your professional skin?
Well, hands down, NARS Sheer Glow. I love the way
mm-hmm.
it sits on the skin. I find it's one of those products that's universal, depending on the prep that you do,
mm-hmm.
or, you know, depending on the skin type and the prep you do. Another one that I love to use is Face Atelier, which is a more on the pro side of things. And if I had to pick something from the drugstore to talk about, that would be my favorite. Not necessarily that I carry in my kit. I tend to reach for the more pro level or high end products. It would be like the L'Oreal True Match. That would be something that I would recommend for people to use because of the coverage it gives you and the way it sits on the skin, and practically anyone can wear it.
What's their color range like?
For L'Oreal True Match?
For L'Oreal,
I find that they've done a good job trying to reach the masses. They miss a few people, like some that may be on the very fair side, just the same, our brown sisters there that may be more on the deep ebony side, but that tends to be the case with a lot of brands. Mm-hmm. However, I believe they've done a great job at nailing down some of the yellow tones as well as the red and the neutral. So everyone, gets represented, so to speak, and can find what they're looking for.
Gotcha.
Yeah, but for sure, in my kit, Face Atelier, as well as NARS Sheer Glow, and the other one that I absolutely love to use as far as foundation is from Kryolan. I'm obsessed with creams, and their Dermacolor pans, I think, are fantastic, no matter what skin type.
Mm-hmm.
Speaking of creams, amazing as well.
Are you referring to their little concealer palettes?
No, not necessarily. They come in, it's the cream pans. They come usually in a full-size palette. The small mini Dermacolor palette that they come in almost like the dime size amount.
Right.
And it's got like about 15 to 20 inside of that palette. No, I'm talking the actual pans that you would get in a full-size palette that I use for the foundations.
Gotcha.
And the range is amazing. So if anything that you need to mix, use, you can definitely find it there.
Yeah. Krylon. I'm trying to. Okay. Yes. I just had to see it in my head.
Yes. Yes, the Dermacolor. Yeah, the Dermacolor is amazing.
Yeah, absolutely right. Yes. For some reason, I was thinking about the Mayron cream foundations. Those are pretty good too, but those are kind of those are a little, I don't want to say they're hit or miss, but there's something about them in their color range where they're lacking just a little.
And I also feel that sometimes I feel it's more appropriate for the dry to combination skin types, because when I tend to use it on oil, it tends to help produce more oil. Mm-hmm. I don't feel it's as level ground, but I've heard, some people, some artists that I love and know live by the Mayron Celebre foundation.
Some of them can be a little too red as well.
Yeah. What do you all think about using creams on oily skin? Like for me, I'm not afraid of putting oil on oily skin. I'm not afraid of putting anything oily or creamy on someone's skin who has breakout. Because, again, for film and television, you need something that's going to cover that breakout as best as possible. I know you may not be able to get rid of texture so much. I know you may not be able to get rid of, something that's raised. But definitely discoloration you have to cover. So, of course, cream is the best thing for that, unless you're airbrushing them. But what do you all think about putting creamy products on oily skin?
I love creams. I use creams on just about everyone. I think, at least for me, I find that prep is what makes the difference.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah, I tend to not lean, you know, brands like Black Opal, you know, you tend to hear that a lot, that, you know, people tend to have some issues with it getting too oily. But again, you know, some of the best in the business, you know, the Sam Fiennes and the Rennie Bass, mm-hmm. they actually use those products regularly and don't have issues. So I like I mentioned, I tend to be more on the oily side. I am combination. However, I do lean more oily. And mm-hmm. I love putting oils on my face. And some people mm-hmm. are horrified when I bring them out, and I'm like, trust me, I've been doing this for long. Let's relax. Let's take a deep breath.
Right.
I've got you covered. But, yeah, I try to stress that, too, that, you know, skin prep is going to what's going to enhance the longevity of anything you put on your face. But I love a good cream and an oil.
I think that, and that goes back to what I was saying earlier, you know what's best for your skin, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So
mm-hmm.
you don't have to be afraid of the oil. Sometimes we need the oil. And
mm-hmm.
going back to what you said about skin prep, that is so, so true. And I was thinking about this the other day because I heard somebody asking, well, you know, do you have a primer? What kind of primers do you use? What kind of primer do you like? For me, sometimes I'll use a primer. I like Kevin Aucoin's primer. And sometimes I won't use a primer. But when someone sits down in my seat when I'm working, they get so much skin care that they don't need a primer.
Right.
Like, I don't have to put any type of primer on them. By the time I finish with the, you know, with the fancy toners and you know, the sprays, the rose water and all this stuff, they're just ready for the foundation.
Right. And I go out of my way. I actually just wrapped a course on basics for foundation.
Mm-hmm.
And,
mm-hmm.
you know, some people, as soon as they came in and we started covering the demos, they were like, but wait, there's no primer.
Right.
Like, I promise you, if you prep well, that is
mm-hmm.
what's going to take care of all of those issues. And,
mm-hmm.
I mean, I feel exactly the same way. I don't have primers in my kit. I did a male grooming demonstration, and on occasion, depending on the male grooming client that's hired me, I may use a primer on occasion. But in the majority, about 98% of the work that I do is beauty and bridal, and I don't use primers. And they're always shocked and will call and tell, I can't believe it lasted. I stayed up till 5 o'clock in the morning and nothing moved. And I'm like, exactly, because we made sure you were bulletproof and we took care of you from the very beginning with prep. So
mm-hmm.
I feel exactly
mm-hmm.
the same way.
Yeah, that's a note to makeup artists. If you take care of the skin, that is your priming. You don't necessarily need an official primer. I mean, that's
right.
The best priming in the world is just to take care of the skin with good skin care.
And it's so funny, the reactions that you get and the shock. You know,
yeah.
Again, I just break it down. You know, well, tell me why are you using the primer? Tell me how
right.
it's going to work for you. And when I start asking the questions, everyone starts to change the thinking. And I find
right.
that's been the most effective, right? You know, it's been the most effective to change the way people think about what they're doing. And then
mm-hmm.
they're like, man, you know how much money I saved? I didn't have to buy it. It's like, yeah, go get that eyeshadow palette you were looking
mm-hmm.
at now.
Because when you think about it, when you go to, like, any of the shows, like the makeup show or IMAX, and you go to these shows and people are doing demos, most of these people for these product lines, when they're doing demos, they're using their products. And, of course, they're going to use every product. So when you, especially as a newbie, when you see this, you're thinking, okay, that's the step to creating this face. I
right.
got to do the primer. I got to do this. I got to do that. You know, how many people do you know use Embryolisse?
Oh gosh, just about everyone.
Anybody that goes to the makeup show uses it,
right.
because that's
right.
something that they push a lot.
Right.
And the thing is,
go ahead. I'm sorry, Hen.
No, I was going to say, I remember first getting some Embryolisse back. I want to say it was 2006 or something. I remember them sending me some stuff, and that was the first time I used it. But then after that, you started seeing them at all of the shows. So now every makeup artist in the world has this stuff. To me, personally, now, to be honest with you, it's crap to me. I don't necessarily use it anymore because, it does nothing. On a mature skin, for me, it does nothing. I have to have a heavier cream for a mature skin. Most people like to use it as a good prep, you know, before priming. And I don't know why, but I get absolutely nothing out of the product anymore. But most people use it because somebody told them they should get it.
Right, and again, that's the problem. Now, the Ombre Elise, the Le Creme, that one I don't reach for. The Hydra Matte, one I will continuously reach for my brides.
Exactly.
Because, and it has to be the exception, the very oily skin type that no matter how hard you bulletproof them, within 2 to 3 hours of wear, they're already needing to blot. And
right.
Things like that. But again, I stress to everyone, it's in extremes. You know, it's not for you to just put all over everyone. And yeah, it's something that even some of my students, I was breaking it down to them, you know, they just could not understand why I didn't use, you know, certain products. And I said, it's marketing. You know, we're like inundated with it. Everyone has it, so we have to have it. And it has its place. You know, some products, some people live by and swear by. And, you know, I think that Ombre Elise as a brand is amazing. However, in light of marketing and the way things are pushed, we need to be careful and to understand the how and the why. You know, in extreme cases, like I said, yes, I will use certain things, but that's the exception to the rule. You don't need it if you know what to do with the products you already have. So,
absolutely.
Of course, you know, my junkieism is fun. You know, it's the fact that I love makeup and I'm curious. However, not everything ends up in my kit, and it's very condensed. Those things are for me to enjoy and to report about and to talk to people about more so than I'm just amassing all of these things so that I have no space and I'm breaking my back when I head to jobs.
Now I'm gonna introduce you to a product that's gonna save your life, especially with your bride. You're gonna love me for it.
Okay.
It's
I love you regardless, but go ahead. I'm gonna love you some more.
And it's another secret weapon. But it's from a brand, I'm sorry.
No, I told her, and I introduced you to it.
Oh, yes, she did. Okay.
We got to give credit where credit's due.
Okay. She introduced me to the brand, okay? Anyway, it's a brand called Dermalect, and they have a product called Pore Revolution and T-Zone Mattifier. I promise you.
Okay, now we're talking.
It's $28 online. You can't find it anywhere but online. But I promise you, you can put this on the oiliest of skins, and the makeup will not move.
Okay, see, now we're talking. Now you've got my pen going, and I'm burning up the paper and my notebook right in this
day. It's spelled Dermelect. That's the brand.
Dermelect. Okay.
It's Pore Revolution and T-Zone Mattifier. If you just go to Dermalect.com, I promise you, the oiliest of skins. I put this on an actress in the morning. We shot for 12-plus hours. The only touch-up I think the only touch-up we did were on her lips.
Oh, my gosh. Oily. She's oily, too. Very.
I imagine they're going to get to know me very well then, Dermalect.
It will save
life. These kinds of, yeah, it's true. And that's why I enjoy these kinds of conversations so much, because sometimes it's just that one thing that someone will tell you about that will completely change the way you approach something and just make life so much easier.
Mm-hmm. It was so funny because on the movie we're working on, I do Nicole Ari Parker, and she gets a little shiny in her T-zone, especially on her nose. And so normally when I'm putting, she comes in the morning with her her skincare already on. So all I do is I use the primer. She likes this, who was the primer by? I think it's Hourglass. She likes this primer, so we put that on, and then we put the makeup on. And I wanted to tell her about this product, but then I said, no, I'm not going to tell her. Hopefully she's not listening. I said, oh, I'm not going to tell her. I'm just going to kind of sneak a little bit in her foundation and see what happens. So, because it's clear, I just kind of squeezed a little bit, mixed it in with the foundation, put it on my beauty blender, and started putting on her foundation. Later on set, I went up to her, and I just kind of looked. I was like, oh, okay, you're holding up pretty well. And I looked at her nose, and I was like, wow, her nose is really matte, you know, because of this stuff. So I'm like, oh, yes, man, it looks pretty good. So, and I didn't have to touch her up the whole time. The whole time, didn't have to touch her up.
Moments like that are, like, fantastic. When you stop after a certain amount of hours, and you're like, yes, it's working. Best feeling ever.
Yes, it's the best feeling ever. So I'm telling you, you will love this product. You will love it.
Well, I will surely be thinking of you as I can hear the money leaving my wallet right now.
You will love it. And it looks like they have a couple of things on sale right now. They have a cellular redefining face serum. I'm on their website.
Well, it's something I would want to check out.
Yeah, of course. The serum queen. She doesn't care what it's for. It says serum, okay, she wants it.
Yes.
I love a good serum.
Yeah, you know what? I'm so blown away by some of them. I'm not sure if you ladies have come across the skincare guru from the UK. Her name is Caroline Heron. And you've got to Google her. Like, so she, this was it, about 3-4 years ago, she's definitely someone who changed the way I look at skincare. And she's one of those women who has, like, revolutionized the way I do makeup as a result of understanding skincare. And she's just like you with the serums. I feel the same way about serums, because sometimes they just add that one little thing that your moisturizer is not doing, and, gosh, you're just completely blown away by it.
And it's best, you know, to not mix it with the moisturizer, but apply it directly to the face. Comes to your serum.
Yeah, a lot of people get that confused. She does a really great job at breaking down how you apply the products and when and what order is going to be the most efficient. And a lot of people think to put the serum on last, and it's like, no, you want that to directly into contact with your skin. And then if you decide you may need a little more moisturizer, that's going to be the barrier that lights everything in all the more.
Absolutely.
Exactly.
Absolutely.
How do you spell her last name?
It's Hirons. I found her. I'm going to check her out on YouTube when we're finished.
You are lightning fast. I need to find I need to have that kind of movement on the computer.
I've been looking at this page for about 3 minutes now.
Yes. She's amazing. Amazing. And is definitely a trailblazer that's no nonsense, but is about her business when it comes to skincare.
Nice.
And that's so important. I think if makeup artists could focus, if they would focus on skincare a little more, I think it would help them to be better makeup artists. I mean, me personally, I think all makeup artists should be estheticians. I mean, I say that now that I have, you know, I've had my license for hundreds of years, but, you know, it's easy for me to say. I don't know how many makeup artists actually want to go back to school. But
yes, it makes so understanding the layers of skin and the way it responds to certain things.
Absolutely.
It makes all the difference in the world.
Absolutely.
And I'm telling you, when you come across a client with bad skin. And I'm saying this because, you know, basically the actress that one of the makeup artists was working with, her skin was really bad. And basically it took the three of us talking it out and looking at it. And then my sister, you know, reaching out to her friend who's also an esthetician, but she, you know, has her own she has her own business, and that's what she sees every day, the skin every single day.
Mm-hmm.
And just reaching out to her, describing what she saw, and then she's right away, oh, her skin's dehydrated. Send her in,
yes.
I'll take care of her. And then when she came back and we saw how great the skin looked just after one session. So you can imagine if she, I think Lisa said she may have needed like maybe three more sessions or something like that. And just you could just about imagine if she were, you know, to go to the three sessions, what her skin would look like when she was done. Because I'm telling you, one session was like a total 360 almost with the way her skin looked, you know. And then the makeup turned out so much better. And I feel like we could work not as hard when that skin is right. You know what I mean?
Right.
You know, and like all the products that I want to talk about tonight, you know, they're products that I like to use, I like to use and I like to play with them, you know, but I wouldn't be using them if the skin wasn't that great. You know what I mean? It's hard to make a makeup look beautiful when the skin is not cooperating. It just is to me.
Right.
You know, you can see all this beautiful color sitting on top of a mess.
And I think that's what's going on with, like, Instagram and YouTube.
Yes.
It's perpetuating a lot of that, you know, and people are overcompensating and doing the most, trying to get this absolutely flawless, let's be real, filtered finish.
Mm-hmm.
I try to explain that, you know, a lot of these people that you see getting done, you know, celebrities and what, they know about skincare and they have experts taking care of them and talent. You know, not everyone, because we have the occasional one or two that, you know, they just could care less. However, those who know the importance of their image and their appearance will invest in those things. And in turn, there's less work for the artist to do. And you know, it's you know, a beast all in itself to explain to most. But when I start asking them those same questions, how and why, they come back down and they're like, wow, you know, it really has changed the way I do things.
Now, you all, I don't know how you all feel about this, but it surprises me how many people, celebrities included, when they have breakout and they have troubled skin, it amazes me how many women feel like natural skincare products and natural, and I'm doing the air quotes, and natural makeup is best for their skin. And when some of those skins, you look at it, you're like, you need a chemical or two.
Right.
You know?
And here's the more interesting part, you know, just to add on to what you're saying, because it's so spot on. A lot of people tend to think that, you know, mineral makeup is best and all these things. And you're like, well, let's talk about the ingredients now. If you really want to tell me it's best, tell me why. Let's look at these ingredients.
Exactly.
You know, are they known irritants? You know, and they're like, well, let's talk about even the pigments in the makeup that's not quote unquote, you know, or air quotes. I love that one. You know, the air quotes that's not considered mineral. Okay. All of these products are being derived from the same minerals. Every product, to some degree, has minerals in it. But when you're talking about what's added in and what's taken away, like me, for example, I mentioned I'm sensitive. I can't use bare minerals and some of the other, you know, mineral products because of the bismuth oxychloride and all of these things that literally make me itch. And, you know, a lot of people know I love natural skincare and all of those things are wonderful, but they don't always work. So it's important to not get hung up on it because it's a mineral or it does this. Like, you know, understand what it does first. And then you do need a chemical or two, you know. Let's talk about the texture that you're dealing with that you're trying to cover up with the pound of powder and foundation because it's natural and it's going to make it better. Yep. You know, or let's really talk about the last time you thoroughly cleansed your skin and that you don't
right.
change your pillowcases regularly or drink water. And I could go on a
right.
whole rant. I'm not going to go there.
Yeah.
You've got
go.
My point.
Go on it. Do it.
go.
Because it's true. And I mean, not just that, and I know this may shock some people, but sometimes the number of bowel movements have a lot to do with your skin and why your skin
exactly.
is messed up.
Exactly.
But people don't
and a lot of,
get that. They don't want to talk about
no,
that.
They don't. You know why? Because it's not easy. It's not easy
yeah.
to change your diet. It's not easy to drink water. And again, mm-hmm. you know, I mean, I'm very passionate about it. It's my family is well known. I'm known in the makeup store just as much as I'm known in Whole Foods. you know, I believe in a healthy diet. I do have some very serious food allergies, you know, to nuts. I don't have a high tolerance for gluten, and I find mm-hmm. when I do eat it, I break out, and I have skin issues. But, you know, it's discipline. It's discipline with skin care, just the same way it's discipline with understanding what products to use and why. And then your diet goes in hand, and Caroline highlights all of those things, and, you know, that's why I'm drawn to the two of you ladies, because you're how and why, and you're explaining things in the process of telling people why you do what you do. And mm-hmm. it's just a big deal for me. It's like, don't come telling me that all you use is mineral products, but you don't cleanse your skin well or do anything else that you need to do. And then
right.
you have mm-hmm. breakouts. It's why you can't use this. You know,
right.
when I worked at a counter, I had a lot of people come and tell me that, you know, oh, your skin is amazing. And I'm like, well, tell me about why you can't use this particular product. Oh, I break out. Okay, well, what is your skincare routine like? Oh, I just remove my makeup with a wipe.
Right.
And I'm standing there, you know, with the blank stare, just blinking.
Right. Or I wash my face with water.
And I'm like, are you kidding me? So, and then when I start to break it down, and I'm like, well, first, you shouldn't even be just cleansing your skin with all the makeup on. You need to remove it so you can cleanse your actual skin. And they're shocked. Oh, I never thought about it that way. I'm glad we met, so now I can tell you how to think about it. Yes, get it all off of your skin first, and then you apply your cleansing products directly to your skin. And you
That's
need to
right.
make sure you're taking the time to get it off. And so then they're like, wow, you know, I employ these things, and now I can use the products. I'm like, exactly, because they're not plugging up your skin from lack of cleansing and toning and so on and so on.
Right. Absolutely. Absolutely. Now, I love skincare products. I could talk about skincare products all night.
You and me both.
Well, let's talk about a little bit of makeup. I pulled some products over here close to me near the phone, and I wanted to talk about the actual color that I really love using. I couldn't find before the show, but Fashion Fair sent some bronzers, and they're really pretty. I haven't tried the two that I have in my hand. One's called Air, one is Earth. But I can't remember the color that I really love.
Are they the ones with the little shimmer in them?
Color.
Are they ones, do they have a little shimmer in them or no?
Shimmer, they have a lot of shimmer in them.
Okay,
and what I like to do with it is just kind of like highlight the cheekbone with them.
Mm-hmm.
But I use like one in particular, and I don't know where that is. it may be at work or something like that, but it's really, really pretty. What do you guys think about bronzers? Because I don't necessarily care for bronzers with a whole lot of shimmer.
Right. I feel exactly the same way.
Yeah, they tend to have too much shimmer. But I do like to use these to, like I said, just to highlight the cheekbone. Do you guys have any favorite shimmers, favorite bronzers that you like?
For sure. The two that almost always come to mind, believe it or not, are from CoverGirl.
Mm-hmm.
I was turned on to them by Sam Fine a couple years ago.
Are they the CoverGirl Queen ones?
Yes, the Queen bronzers.
Yes.
And
yes,
everyone
that.
Is quick to talk about ebony, but brown bronze
is also amazing. I absolutely love that for transitioning into ebony. I love to blend. And, you know, that's probably why I've got, you know, so many products as it is. But I love seeing that seamless transition from one to the other. So brown bronze is amazing. One of the others on the high end that I really love is from Guerlain, the terracotta bronzers. I think they're one of the few brands that have gotten them right where they're not too red on us. They still have a little bit of brown in them, but they actually show up like there's great pigment at the same time that the product is smooth and easy to blend on the skin.
Nice. And what about you, Miss Denise? Do I have her on mute again?
Uh-oh.
See? What about you? Which bronzes do you like? Do you have any favorites? Okay, I can't hear her.
Uh-oh.
Oh. All right.
She's looking for her favorites.
Oh, is she looking for them? Is that what that is? Okay. There must be something wrong with her phone. Okay, well, forget about her for now. But speaking of shimmer, there are a lot of products out there for the body. And have you ever tried any of Melanie Mills' Gleam products?
Yes, absolutely love them. And I love the range. I have
Yeah,
they're really great. They have the liquid as well as a few of the powders. And the liquid illuminators are amazing, again, like I mentioned, because of the range. But the way they sit on the skin, I don't find that they look odd. Like they really blend down well. And the powders I love are amazing. Let me see if I can grab one. It's amazing because you know how some bronzers on my brown beauties, not bronzers, but highlighters, tend to pull ashy? She has the most amazing shade. It's still golden, but it leans just a little bit more on that orange side. And I just love how orange, you know, sings on our skin. And
yes.
It is called... What is the name of it? I'm actually rummaging through my kit right now. It is called, let's see. Not rose gold or light gold. I believe it's deep gold.
It
is. I'm taking it out.
Yeah.
Okay, yes, that one. It is the most beautiful powder illuminator. I find it doesn't enhance texture on the skin, and it's not too glittery. I'm not a fan of the huge particles that sit there. It blends down smooth. I think it's just beautiful.
I was going to ask about that because I'm holding it. I haven't used the powder. I'm holding it in my hand. But when I rub this on my, it is gorgeous.
Yeah, and I had a student who came to me and was telling me, you know, I really can't find a highlighter for my skin. You know, I think some of them are beautiful, but I want something that, you know, stands out without being ashy or anything. And I was like, you need to try this one because she had a really beautiful ebony skin tone. And she was like, I love it. I'm going to go use it all the time now. But yeah, that one I think is just fantastic.
Yeah, and then she has the Body Radiance. Body Radiance, let's see, this is deep gold. Yeah, everything that I really love, the deep gold and the Body Radiance and the Radiant Dust.
Both of those.
I believe that comes in the, I don't believe I've tried the Radiant Dust. I happened to pick those up from Melanie at IMATS just this year, this past April. And, I mean, I could not believe I had waited so long to try them, but I really do.
Yeah. And it's funny because
the
as we're talking about them, it's, as we're talking about them, I'm trying them both on my hand, the Radiant Dust and the Body Radiance. And when you blend them both down on the skin, they feel just the same almost. And one's powder and one's more of a creamy product.
Mm-hmm.
They feel so good, and you can't really tell. I mean, it's the same color, but they both blend down on the hand, like almost as if it's just used in one product.
Right. I love products that are effortless like that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they're absolutely gorgeous. Another product that I really love is Senna Cosmetics has face sculpting kit. And I have the number 2. They're HD cream to powder contouring trios. And
yes.
Have you tried those?
I haven't tried them. However, they've been on my radar because Melissa Street was talking mm-hmm. about them not too long ago. And I was like, you know what? Yes, so I absolutely love her. And I was like, you know what? I need to get my hands on some of these cream contours from Senna. And I love the tones. They're actual mm-hmm. contour tones, not, you know, filled with red and all this stuff, but they're beautiful.
Right. Yeah, that's what I really love. I think Eugenia did a great job with those contouring kits. When I tell you, on the show that we're working on, you know, the day that we all went shopping just for the show, and one of the makeup artists she picked up, and I can't even remember the brand. That's how much I pay attention to it. But we were in Sephora, and she got everybody a sculpting kit from some brand. I can't even cover. I think it's Cover Effects, I believe. And they had some really nice colors in there. And I was like, oh, okay, great, I'm going to try these. And I picked up one and I tried it, and I put it back down, and I was looking for my sculpting kit from Senna. And not that I'm knocking, but this Senna one just worked on every body. Now, when I say everybody, I mean everybody in this tone. You know what I mean? Not just everybody. But it works so well. Nothing is coming out too red. Nothing is coming out ashy. Nothing. It's perfect.
Mm-hmm.
It's perfect. And I use it all the time. I can't stop using it. I'm actually going to have to try to pick up some more. But I love it. I absolutely love it.
Yes.
And that's what I like
so
to contour
hear you
with
say
nothing
that,
else, really.
Now I'm like, right. So to hear you say that, I'm like, okay, definitely need to pick that up too. Yes.
It's perfect. And
yeah,
on this movie, I was working with actress and comedian Monique, and I thought that the cover effect, I thought some of the colors were just a little too red and kind of almost, I can't remember the number on that palette. Like if they're called light or dark or medium or have a number or something, I can't remember. I think it was called dark, and maybe it's the dark palette, the darkest one they had. And the colors that they used for contouring kind of almost blended in, you know, with her skin. So it was like I couldn't do anything with it.
You sure can't.
So I put it back down and I went and I grabbed my Senna. Maybe I'll just have to use that on, you know, some other skin tones. But I grabbed my Senna and I felt safe and I felt comfortable at that point.
Yeah, those are the best, those like the holy grail products you find, because you know that even, and especially with someone like me, because I'm always trying stuff, but when you know mm-hmm. you can depend on it every time, it's like, you know, I can try this, and if I don't like it, I've got my go-to waiting for me.
Right. Right, absolutely. Now, one thing I've been noticing, just, you know, when you're on social media and just looking around, and a lot of times I look at a lot of actresses, pages, especially actresses that I've worked with, you know, seeing what they're doing, seeing what they're working on. And
one product, I think it was maybe last year or maybe the year before, I can't remember which one, but I started noticing how a lot of black actresses were starting to use products from Laura Mercier. Do you use any Laura Mercier products?
Yes, I'm obsessed with one in particular.
Which one is that?
It is the Radiance Bronze Foundation Primer. However, I don't use it like a primer. I actually use it like an illuminator. So,
nice.
Yeah, it's a really beautiful bronze tone, and I find it doesn't shift the colors of the foundation. No matter what skin tone I've used it on, it still just gives this amazing glow and doesn't interfere with the longevity of whatever product I've put over the top of it. I'm sorry, or mix it. Mm-hmm. I usually mix it into my creams especially. And, I mean, love that. I also love her translucent loose powder.
That's what I wanted to ask you about. That's what I have in my hand.
Yeah. Now, the only thing with that is I love the powder. However, I find that if you are too heavy-handed, and I tend to not be heavy-handed, but if mm-hmm. you're not careful, it can leave a white cast. So
yes,
I will
I see that.
Set it. I'll set with it, and then I'll put an additional layer of a satin kind of powder over the top so that we get rid of all of the ash. But I find it works to keep things from creasing. But I love the product, but it's not something that I'm obsessed with, like the same way I feel about the Radiance Bronze Primer.
Gotcha. Gotcha. You know, as you were speaking, I was taking some, because I've never used it, but I have it. And I was just putting it on the back of my hand, and I noticed that white cast you were talking about.
Yes, yes.
That concerned me just that fast.
Yeah. So it's not something like my holy grail as far as loose powders is the RCMA No Color. I mean,
yes.
I can do anything with that powder. And the translucent powder works. I feel like you have to know how to work with it.
Mm-hmm.
So I won't use it on its own, especially if someone like it, I have that white cast and I wouldn't even consider myself dark. So, you know, if it's happening on my skin, you can bet I'm not putting it on anyone that's my tone or darker. So I'm like,
Right. Okay,
you know, the powder works its job, but as long as you know to layer over it and make sure you've lifted anything there and you don't use too much, you can get away with it. But it seems everyone's talking about it. And I'm like, when I went and tested it, like, this, well, I don't know about this white cast. I'll make it work for now, but it's not going to be a holy grail, so to speak.
Right. Now, speaking of the No Color white powder, are they all the same? I mean, I know you said you like the RCMA, and that's the one I've used for years, but I've also mm-hmm. used the Makeup Forever one. You know, I may have used the white, the pressed powder form. I may have tried mm-hmm. The Dermablend one or the who else have I used? It's just there's several other, or the Temp 2 one, but
right.
Are they all the? Do you think that they're all the same, or is there? Do you notice a difference in some of those no color powders, or have you even tried others?
Yes, I have. I have kept. I have. You know me. I mean, product junkie. It's like product junkie
right,
anonymous.
Right.
Anything I can get my hands on. I think for me, it's the texture that
gotcha.
Makes me feel different about different powders. Like, you know, at its core, some of them say no color, but you still see the actual powder, and I'm like, this is not a no color powder. some are a lot more drying than others. I really do not like dry powders unless I'm using it on a particular skin type. But I don't feel they're all the same, and I find that regardless of what I may be trying at the moment, I always come back to the RCMA, no color, or the KET powders, loose or pressed.
Right, right. And I think those are the two that I tend to go to is the RCMA for loose, KET for pressed. And basically what I do with the Makeup Forever loose is I'll put that in my set bag.
because I have like a small one, and I'll put it in my head bag just in case, you know, when I leave the makeup trailer and if I've left the RCMA on the counter, at least I'm already covered with something small. But I really love this, the RCMA one.
Yeah, that is hands down my absolute favorite powder. If I'm in a pinch and I've got to grab my kit and go, like, I'll usually leave it, like, right at the front door if I get a call. Yeah, that is the one that absolutely I have it decanted in a separate little container, and I stash that in one of my bags in case I forget the large one. But that's the one I usually always come back to.
Right. And, you know, you have to be really careful with these products that they say they have no color. Because it may not be a color, but some of that no color stuff would even change your makeup.
Yes, I think that's the most frustrating thing in the world.
Which is why
with some of them, I'd rather stick to what I know works. I don't try too many of the no color powders because I'm like, I just can't imagine standing behind the camera and seeing something or watching the images come up, you know, as the camera is tethered and you're like, oh, my God, I can't see. No, I don't even want to imagine being in that position. So I I'm like, that's one thing I'm not willing to do too much with. Like, I'll leave it there. Okay, I've got my staples. I know it's not going to change. Because imagine, you know, you do all this work only to lay on one powder and then you start seeing things change. Horrifying.
Right. And, you know, some of them kind of make the makeup go a little ashy. I think sometimes we may use too much of it.
That too. That's the thing you got to be careful with. At least for me, I try to be careful with the Laura Mercier in particular. You will definitely, if you're heavy-handed, just forget it.
Yes.
It's over.
Yeah. Yeah. Very light hand. And the thing about makeup is you can do it in layers. You can build, so it's you don't have to come out too strong at first.
Right.
You know, just very thin layers and work up to where you want to be.
Yeah, that's what I love the most, the blending, like just taking your time. I mean, granted, now I'll tell someone, if you don't have time, okay, you know, you need to move. But if you do have the time, you know, that building slow and the people I start to show everyone the transition. And they're like, wow, you know, it's like, exactly. If you start with too much, you have to take it all away. But you build little by little, you're going to be better, and you'll know exactly when to stop.
Right. Right.
Absolutely. I'm sitting here looking at, do you do anything with tattoo coverage? Because I'm sitting here looking at the Dermablend Professional Leg and Body Cover.
That is amazing.
Yes, it is.
Mm-hmm.
It's an amazing product.
On the first season of Survivor's Remorse, actually it was day one, and we had to cover, it was going to be a sex scene, and the actress that they were going to use, she had her whole entire back was covered with this tattoo. So we were looking into tattoo coverage, and I kept telling my sister, and I don't remember how I came across this product. Oh, I remember working on another movie, somebody that was working in the background used this, and she asked me to cover her tattoo. And she pulled out some of this. It was like she had like a smaller size of it. And I used it on her, and it covered perfectly. And she wound up letting me keep it.
Oh, nice.
And when we got ready to do this maybe 3 years later, we got ready to do this girl on Survivor's Remorse. We were looking at stuff, and my sister was looking into, I'm trying to remember what other brand she was looking into.
Kat Von D.
Yeah, the Kat Von D.
Okay.
And I kept telling her, try the Dermablend. So we tried the Dermablend. They loved it. They covered her whole entire back. faster probably than anybody would have ever thought they would have. It stayed on all day.
It looked amazing. It looked amazing.
It was amazing. And we wound up buying all the colors.
Yeah, I think that product, I have yet, and perhaps it's just because I don't do quite a lot of tattoo coverage, you know, in bridal and with beauty on occasion, you know, it really depends. However, I have yet to come across a product that can top the coverage like Dermablend does.
Yeah.
I love it. I absolutely
neither
love
have
it.
I.
And it stays put. It really stays put.
And the one thing about the Dermablend leg and body, if you really just do thin, like a thin coverage of it and allow it to dry.
Yes.
And then go back.
That's a problem.
Mm-hmm. You know?
Yeah,
and I know sometimes
people are just like slapping it on. It's like, no,
yeah.
I'm telling you, build it, let it dry, and then put the next layer on so you're good.
Yes, yes. Try not to go too heavy at first. Just, you know, nice thin layer. Especially if you have quite a few tattoos, like a guy that I'm doing on this movie now, you know, he's got one on in the middle of his forehead, then he has them all around his neck and behind his ear and down. I mean, he has them all over his chest and back and whatever. But I only have to cover, you know, what's on his forehead, his neck, behind his ears, and down just a little bit down his chest. And so what I do is, of course, you know, I do the forehead first with the Dermablend, and then I go and I start covering the neck and behind the ears. And so, you know, I just kind of wait like a couple of minutes, and then I go back to the forehead again with the second layer, and I start doing, you know, the rest of the areas again. And then I wait. I just let it dry, and then I do whatever, and then maybe I'll just go ahead and do his makeup on his face at that point. Then I come back with my airbrush, and I take the Skin Illustrator liquids, and then I mix those, and then I airbrush just a little bit on his face, and just kind of randomly, just very random, and then I go and airbrush his neck. I get a little, you know, much heavier on his neck and all that, and behind his ears and down on his chest, and it's beautiful. And you let it dry, you airbrush a little more, you let that dry, and then I come back with a little powder. And I just take my powder brush, dip it in loose powder, and I just kind of take the brush and just start waving it at his neck and stuff, just so the powder can just loosely fall on it, not too heavy.
Mm-hmm.
Not too heavy, because I don't want the tattoos to turn out and now they look white, you know,
right.
Because the powder changed the color, you know. So, and I once lightly dust that off, and then I just start taking a powder that's closer to his skin tone, and I just start adding color back in now. And it's beautiful.
Exactly. I have yet to use the Skin Illustrator liquids or the creams, but I've heard some amazing things about them as far as coverage, the alcohol-activated palettes in particular.
Yes. 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 I love them. I love them. Love them a lot. They work out very nicely, especially when you're doing effects
give
and
those
stuff
a
like
look.
That.
Right. Mm-hmm. Right.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that some of the things that the products that we've talked about tonight are like my biggest concerns. You know, the skin. Foundation, tattoo coverage, because we've come across that a lot. So many people have tattoos. So many actors have tattoos. You know, powders. I think some of those are key. When you get to the eyeshadow, blush, lips, you know, I think that's pretty much one of those situations where it's just like it's to your liking. You know what I mean? Like, I like, you know, this type of lip color or that type of lip color, you know, this type of consistency. Those are the areas that I don't necessarily spend a lot of time, like, concentrating really hard on.
Right.
You know, I know what I can do when it comes to HD cameras, you know, when it comes to the lips, when it comes to the cheeks, that kind of thing, the eyes. You know, I know what I can use and what I can't use. Also, you kind of base it on, like for television and film, you're going to be basing it on, you know, your scene, your character, that kind of thing. But when it comes to everything else we've discussed, that's where my real focus really is.
Mm-hmm.
I would say that. Because, you know, lips and eyes, you know, you have all these different brands, and they all have so many colors. And, you know, you can pick out a color from MAC, and you could go to another brand and pick out something so very similar that people wouldn't even
know. Exactly.
Exactly. You know what I'm
saying? Yeah, and so, you know, it's funny to me, you know, people, they get hung up on one particular color or thing, and it has to be
mm-hmm.
from this person. And it's
mm-hmm.
not until they've watched me mix it, and they're like, how did you do that?
Mm-hmm.
It's such a universal color for everyone. Like, everyone knows, you know, the dusty rose and the mauves and all of the, you know,
right.
the usual suspects, so to speak. But, yeah,
right.
it's like, it's really only, the only difference is, you know, texture or the consistency
mm-hmm.
of the product. You know, the color, not
exactly.
so much. So
not so much at all. You're going to see so many duplications. It's crazy. It's
mm-hmm.
crazy. But what do you like, actually, though, when it comes to your lip products and your eyeshadows and things like that? What do you have, a particular brand that you normally go to, or a particular product that you like to use?
Actually, no. the junkie in me, I don't think it will let me commit to any one particular brand. I think for me, it's quality. You know,
right.
I like products that I can switch up and mix. I think for me, as far as a particular product, I'm definitely a lipstick girl. I
gotcha.
Absolutely love lipstick. You know, it's quick, 1, 2, 3, but I'm not partial to any colors or brands. I mean, I happen to have a lot of MAC because it's easily accessible, but I also love some from Ben Nye, as well as, what are a couple of the other brands I've been into lately? Lancome. It really depends on what I'm going for. Even Fashion Fair. Fashion Fair
mm-hmm.
has some amazing, I mean, that they leave your lips feeling so smooth, and they're really pigmented, and a lot of people don't talk about them. But for sure, lipstick, and it's really not one in particular. As long as it's, I tend to favor the satin finishes the most,
mm-hmm.
but I also love a really great matte lip.
Right.
But who knows? I may wake up tomorrow and have on something, you know, that's glossy and blue. I mean, it really just depends on my mood.
Yeah, I think my favorite, I really love blush. And I really love something that's kind of in the orange, peachy family with a little shimmer. So that there's
oh,
like
you're
almost...
speaking my language now.
Yeah, yeah.
Yes,
that's
anything orange
of,
and with a little shimmer. Yeah, I'm
yeah.
here for it.
Yeah, yeah, that's the type of blush that I like, and I just love blush. So that's like one of my favorites. I would rather not leave the house without blush. Forget a lip color, but have a little
blush.
Hair.
Okay.
And you know, for me, one of my favorite things is blue mascara.
Wow.
If I can't have blue mascara, then I love blue eyelash extensions.
You know
mm-hmm.
what? I had another artist that was talking to me about that, about blue that she would add individually to a lash or a more of a burgundy shade.
As that
mm-hmm.
too. That too. Those are my two. Like, I started out with, like, the, when I first started getting lash extensions, I started out doing more of, like, the burgundy lashes.
Mm-hmm.
And then I think one time I went to the girl and she didn't have any more, but she had blue. So I thought, okay, blue, because I love blue mascara. So I'll try
mm-hmm.
blue. And so then I would start mixing blue and purple. Just
wow,
randomly.
I need to try that. I have,
mm-hmm.
would you believe, I have never tried that. I have maybe in the past come across one or two mascaras that had some color that I've had but never really kept with.
But it wasn't until the artist was piquing my interest and she was like, try it. I'm obsessed with individual lashes. I'm like, okay, I've definitely got to try it.
Yeah, because now I think you can find individual lashes now in all those colors.
Yeah.
Oh, you've got to tell me what I'm definitely going to research that one. I have yet to come across it, but yeah, like I'm the research queen. Everyone knows you want to find something out, go to Candace. She'll tell you. Right?
And if I find them, I think I saw them in a beauty supply store not far from me. So if I find them, I'll let you know. I'll send you some.
Oh, that would be awesome. I would appreciate it. And before we get off of topic, what were some of the – you said you love the orange. Okay, mm-hmm. I'm not sure who it was that mentioned it, whether it was Janice or Denise. That
one,
mentioned
the
their love for blushes.
Oh, the blush. It was Denise.
Denise.
Yeah.
Okay, Denise. So I'm going to get both of your voices down at some point. Mm-hmm. I am going to get my life together and get it. But you, Denise, you were talking about your favorite blushes. What are some of your favorite brands for blushes? As I was sharing with Michaela Warriabi on Periscope, she was talking about some of her favorite blushes, and she was telling me to check out Ben Nye. But it's not something mm-hmm. I lean for a lot, but
mm-hmm.
I do love those orangey kind of shimmery shades. Which brands do you uh-huh. love?
Well, I love our brand, Illusions Cosmetics, the shimmery blush that we have.
Chaos, yeah.
I absolutely love that one. I'm
okay.
trying to think who else have I used.
NARS usually has some nice ones.
NARS usually have some nice shimmery blushes. And then somebody else I'm thinking of. I'm trying to visualize the packaging. I just received some stuff from Black Opal, and they had a really pretty one, but I haven't really tried it. But it's in that
mm-hmm.
orange family. See a little shimmer in it, so it's probably something I'm gonna like.
Black Opal also has a really pretty one called Rose Gold.
Maybe that's what it
okay.
is. Maybe that's the one I'm talking about. Yeah,
that's really pretty.
Yeah, I'll
mm-hmm.
definitely look into those then for sure. Yeah, blush, I love blush. One of the defaults I've always used that's in those tones is from MAC. There's
mm-hmm.
one called, it's not quite as intense. And it doesn't have any shimmer, but it's in that beautiful orangey,
mm-hmm.
those orangey shades. It's called Devil. And then there's one that's on the lighter side that's called Peaches. And
mm-hmm.
then there's one that's
mm-hmm.
got a little
yes.
more shimmer in. I think it's called Amber, something rose. There we go. And
oh, yes,
I'd
I know exactly what you're
those.
Talking about. Yeah, I
yeah,
know exactly
I'll
what you're talking
those
about.
To get that one, but blush isn't something I use, at least personally. I don't use it a lot, but I'm definitely going to look into those now.
Yeah, those are definitely some good ones. Definitely some good ones. Now, before you go, I want to make sure I ask you this. What is beauty to you?
Beauty is outside the box. That's what beauty is to me. It's something that I've built my business on. I don't think it's something that can be defined by any one person. I think we all need to account for the fact that what I may think is beautiful is not what you may think is beautiful, and there's room for all of that. And I think the more we tend to embrace who we are and what we love, that is what makes us more beautiful. So, yeah,
absolutely.
Beauty is outside the box.
Wonderful. I love that. Love that. NARS Orgasm, Sharantina says.
Okay.
Yeah.
That blush is being on brown girls. And
yeah, it's
going to
be hard to forget that name.
right.
And then she says there's one called Afterglow by Iman Cosmetics.
Oh, okay.
And speaking of blue, I am in love with the Marc Jacobs Gel Eyeliner Pencils. You can get them at Sephora, but not right now because they took the whole entire liner part of the line out of the store. They're revamping them for some reason. I don't know why, because I believe it was perfect. But they're coming back soon. But the darkest blue that they have, and I forget the name, but I just love it. Love it.
Now I'm sad.
Yeah, I mean, it really...
Sephora's in the middle of their sale with everyone, you know, with all of the products in the store. So
brown eyes have to have this blue liner if you have pretty brown eyes. Yeah.
We were talking about bronzers earlier, and I stepped away for a second, but one that I wanted to mention now that I'm looking at it is the Sheer Finish Bronzing Powder from Iman. It's so gorgeous. So gorgeous.
Oh, my gosh. I believe there's two of them. I can't believe I forgot to mention that. I believe there's one in clay.
Mm-hmm.
And I can't remember the name of the other shade. But they're beautiful. They have a little bit. Tell me if I'm correct. They have a little bit of I don't even want to say shimmer. It's not a heavy shimmer that's in the product.
Hold on. Let me go to the page now that I'm here.
I've got you working overtime.
No,
but if
right.
That's the one, yes, I love Iman. I love her powders. I love the sticks. If you're on a budget and you've got, you know, a hard time trying to find certain colors for brown skin girl, absolutely love Iman.
Mm-hmm.
You know, back in the day, she used to have, like when she was selling her stuff like in
Ulta?
I think it was Walgreens,
right.
Where they used to have a lot of her stuff. And then Walmart, but she used to have so many different products. Like she had a foundation that was in a pump bottle. I used to love those. You know, not only the cream foundations, but she had the pump ones. And then she just had so much stuff, and you don't see that anymore. I hate it.
No. Yeah, it's really frustrating. Like over the years, I've noticed that every time you turned around. They were taking more and more out of the line. And at some point, some of her things ended up at Sears. And now they're back in drugstores. But you can't get, like, I'm obsessed with her luxury pressed powder. I think it's one of the powders that manages to keep the skin looking balanced, but it's not a dry matte. And it still looks healthy. I can't explain it. However, yeah, they took so much out, and I actually have to go online to her site now to order one of the shades that's like the deepest because you can't find it in stores anymore.
Wow.
Yeah, so that one was tough. Like, oh, my gosh, what colors, and I'd love to see the entire range, but, you know, that's in the supply and demand. That's just how the industry is. So.
Exactly. Did you find what you were looking for?
Did I find what I was looking for?
Mm-hmm.
You mean the bronzer?
Yes.
I did, but then she mentioned luxury powders, and I was, you know, a little distracted.
Looking at something else.
That is so me.
Okay.
Oh,
let's get it together here. Got a little distracted. Yes, I did find them. I think I mentioned earlier the Sheer Finish bronzing powder. Mm-hmm. That was the one I was referring to. That I have.
Sheer Finish.
I was all over this website when you all were talking.
But Candace, what's the one thing that you want artists out there and just everyday women who are into makeup or who are product junkies, what's the one thing that you would say that you would want them to know and to understand about using products and purchasing products?
the one thing I would want them to know is that not everything that everyone raves about is for them.
Yes.
Yeah. It's important to discover what works for you.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
That's right.
It's just far too easy to get, you know, caught up in thinking, you know, oh, well, you know, it's my color, it's going to work. And then, you know, you end up disappointed and you don't want to try anymore. It's like there's
mm-hmm.
something out there for you. Just find it. You know, don't give up and just continue to press until you find what was made for you.
Right.
Right. Absolutely. I totally agree. Totally agree. And I think that's the problem sometimes with the social media, with people going out there to look to see what everybody else is doing, what everybody else is saying, and then they're going out, like we were mentioning earlier, you know, they're going out and they're buying these products that everybody else is like the, you know, their favorite makeup artist is using and what have you. And I'm sure those same famous makeup artists will tell you, you know, the same thing you just said. So I think it's just important to kind of know what works best for you. And for makeup artists, let's not fill up our kits with these products just because so-and-so is using them. You know,
right.
Just kind of play around. You know, you don't have to buy to play. You can go to the stores and play, you know, without
purchasing. That's what I tell everyone. Samples. Become the sample queen.
Okay.
Go in there and add. That's what they're there for. They actually get write-offs for that. Go
That's
ahead
right.
and get the samples and try them and then decide, okay, I'm ready to buy it.
That's right. Absolutely. That's what it's all about. Get those samples and start playing. And, you know, take a friend to the counter, you know, with you and play and, you know, see what these products can do before you start, you know, filling your kit up with them.
Yes. And then I tell them, and go outside and check in daylight. Okay, because daylight
That's
is
right.
like Jesus. It's going to always tell you the truth. Go into the light, honey, into the light, and check the color,
into
and then
the
tell
light.
Me it works.
Absolutely. Absolutely. I love it. Now, why don't you shout out your all your social media sites where we can find you.
So you can find me just the same way my name is spelled. It's Candace Shepherd. So it's always at Candace Shepherd, with the exception of Twitter. Twitter's been a little interesting to me lately, and someone grabbed the name. So it's Candace A. Shep, and it's, you know, CandaceShepard. You can find me on Instagram, same as YouTube, same as Periscope, every outlet, even Facebook, Candace Shep.
Nice. Nice. I love that. I appreciate you so much for coming on tonight.
Oh,
really
same here.
Yeah,
I had an amazing time with you ladies.
Yay. We're going to definitely have again. So
yes,
let's fill up
I
our
would
kits
so love to.
Great products, and then we'll come back and do it again.
Awesome. Well, you know me. I'll have a slew to tell you about, that's for sure.
Absolutely. Well, we'll be following you on all your social media sites. Did you got any scopes coming up this week?
I'm sorry, love, if you could say that again.
I said, do you have any scopes coming up this week?
Yes, I'm actually right in the middle of what I'm calling 10 days of giveaway. You know, giveaway, you know, inspires everyone to come check out, but it's actually, it's not product. We're talking knowledge.
Oh.
So I'm talking
nice.
To a lot of my freelance counterparts about, you know, etiquette and building clients and how to connect with people authentically and, you know, all
mm-hmm.
the business, you know, savvy I've built up over these years.
Nice. Well, we'll be looking out for that one for sure.
Awesome.
For sure. Well, again, thank you so much. I really appreciate it. Obviously. Looking out for your scope, and we'll definitely have to get you back on a little later down the road to come back and share some more product knowledge with us.
Awesome. Thank you, ladies, and you guys enjoy your evening.
Thank
Absolutely.
You, too.
It was great
and a wonderful week.
Same to you. Okay. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Good night. Thank you guys for hanging out with us tonight. We really appreciate you. I saw Sharon Tina out there, and Tiffany was out there, and I saw our faithful listener in Texas is out there. I would love to know who you are. If you could just call in one day or send us a message on Facebook or tweet us or something, I would love to know who you are. You are there every Sunday night. Most of the time you beat my sister on the line, getting on the line. So I would really love to know who you are. I really do appreciate you listening every Sunday night. Thank you guys for tuning in. We really appreciate you guys. We'll be back next Sunday with Marvin Church. He's a barber. We've had him on before.
Mm-hmm. He's no stranger.
Yeah, no, he's no stranger to Beauty Talk, but he'll be on sharing some male grooming tips with us, and also he has a new product line out that, and I encourage not only for barbers to tune in, but also I encourage makeup artists to get on the line, and let's talk about the concerns that we have with men and their skin, and how to groom men and how to care for the men. Very important. Sometimes I think makeup artists tend to forget about the men, you know, and if you work on film and television, you have to deal with male actors. For those who work with models, you have to deal with male models. They have to be groomed. Some of them do need foundation. We want to talk about the problems that a lot of black men here have with razor bumps, and just how to deal with it, the best way to deal with it, the best products to use. You know, so we'll talk with him about grooming tips and product knowledge and just get a better understanding of how we are to groom men. So join us next Sunday night. But, again, thank you guys for listening tonight. And you can, again, follow us on our social media sites. And my sister will tell you quickly what that is.
You can follow us on Facebook. We're Beauty Talk Online Radio. On Twitter, we are Beauty_Talk. And on Instagram, we're Beauty_Talk_Media.
And what are we on Periscope?
And Periscope, I think we're Beauty Talk.
Neither one of us really knows. That's why I threw it back to you.
I think it's just, no, I really do believe it's actually, I know it's just Beauty Talk on Periscope. It's no underscore.
Okay, cool. Sounds good to me. Thank you guys so much for tuning in. Have a wonderful night and have a beautiful and blessed week. Good night.
Good night, everybody.